Joining me now to talk all things sports betting, it is Chris Meaney. He's joining us the first time on this station, and he's been getting a lot of praise around these parts. Chris, thank you so much for joining the show, and let's do this the opposite way. Instead of doing the promo at the end of the interview, tell people where they can find your work.
Yeah, I do appreciate those kind words. Over at FTN, FTN Network, we have three websites, FTNFantasy.com, FTNBets.com, and FTNDaily.com. And, a show daily, Monday to Friday on Game Plus Network and streamed from our YouTube page, at Chris Meaney, I tweeted out as well. Just a loose, fun, just kind of hitting up all the sports in the world, golf here and there. Some people come on talk esports, which I have no idea what they're talking about, but people seem to enjoy it. So, yeah, we just have a fun little family over at FTN. I appreciate the words off the hop here.
FTN, absolutely. All right, so if you do all sports, then you can rank this on a scale of 1 to 10. My cowardly bet of the week is John Rahm to finish in the top 40 at the PGA Championship. $36 is going to win me $9. Scale of 1 to 10, how cowardly a bet is that?
Not one of my favorite bets, but hey, it doesn't really matter as long as it's a profit, right? At the end, you expect John Rahm here to have a nice showing this week. And I know it hasn't gone as planned for him
to start the golf season,
but top 40 is very doable. I like it. You walk away with $8 or $9, so we'll call it a win.
All right, $9, and actually, I think it's like $9.13 is the total I can win here. But right now, he's tied for 43. But that's a 35 positional jump from the beginning of the day. I mentioned Calgary-Edmonton. I don't know if you've been looking at where the money's going, but it just kind of feels like everyone, maybe because a long weekend, it's a sunny day here in Toronto, everyone just wants to bet the overs all over the place on every player in this game.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not, right? I'm surprised, actually, we're getting 6.5. I know game one opened up at 6, and, we're seeing some money come in here on the over, but it does seem like the smart play, considering, what we saw in game one. I don't think we're going to see 15 goals. I mean, the fifth most ever in a playoff game is ridiculous, but Calgary's put up a 9 spot in back-to-back games here against the Oilers. I think we can all agree that, Edmonton's kind of going through something with Leon Draisaitl and Darnell Nurse. We got Mike Smith. They're going to go back to Mike Smith. This is the 9th straight start for Smith. I was looking back at his regular season, starts, and only twice, 4 in a row, never 5 in a row. Struggled in the game earlier in the season, late March, when they went into Scotiabank Saddle Dome as well. I expect a tighter effort here, but the way that the Flames bring it offensively at 5-on-5, I know they didn't have a lot of offense in that first series against Dallas, but they had over 160 more shot attempts than the Stars in that 7-game series, 75 more shots, and that's kind of how things started in game one with, just the Calgary Flames and offensively really, really bringing it. So I do believe that's the play. I could see 7 or 8 goals here, maybe a 4-3 final. I think, if you want to go over 3.5 on the Flames at basically even money, or over 2.5 on the Edmonton Oilers around -135. I think both plays are in play.
And I don't know how you feel about the series, but the one I sort of threw out there, if anyone out there believes Edmonton can win or the series will go long, then you're probably leaning towards Edmonton winning tonight. So I kind of like a combo play of McDavid to score and the Oilers to win at +360.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that. I do believe that the Flames will win this game. I mean, Connor McDavid has been unbelievable. It's crazy to think that he's actually taken his game to another level here in the playoffs. And from a shot attempt standpoint, I mean, he leads the way for the Oilers. I mean, there's no question, right? 8 shot attempts. He had 5 scoring chances. He had 5 shots overall at the 4-point night. Nobody's even talking about the 4-point night because the Flames put up 9 goals. I think that Calgary is just – I do believe that the Oilers are a strong team on home ice. I think that they can get back into the series when it shifts to game 3 in Edmonton. I still kind of give the benefit of the doubt to Calgary. Originally, I guess that's a soft spot for me. I tried not to think for it, and I'm not a Flames fan, but I have Calgary winning the Stanley Cup. That was my bracket. Futures on them just as they made the Tyler Toffoli trade. I really like this team 5-on-5. I think they're a tough team to play against and really strong at home. You know, the old saying goes that you're still in the series until you lose on home ice. So even if the Oilers go down here 2-0, certainly you'll be able to get a better price. But I do have this series going 7. I still believe it'll go the distance, 6 or 7. I think we'll see a stronger effort here from Edmonton. But I feel like I'll back them on home ice.
What happens if in a playoff series the home team never loses? Does that series actually exist?
Well, it existed, I guess, Carolina and Boston, we got a taste of that with the home teams just winning that and everyone there. But, you know, I think the problem, I guess, what I noticed in game one, of course, the top line is amazing in Calgary with Johnny Hockey and Elias Lindholm and then Matthew Tkachuk. But the second line really checked some boxes for me. Andrew Mangiapane, Blake Coleman, and Mikhail Blacklund, they really were strong in that game. And Mangiapane led the way. I got a little bit of a sneaky prop for you. He's plus 150 to have three shots here. He is plus 112 to have a point, and he is plus 280 to have an assist. He had nine shot attempts, led the way for the Flames in game one. He had seven shots. He had a team high eight scoring chances, five high danger chances, shot attempts in the slot. He had a goal, two primary assists. I do expect to see some offense in this game yet again. So that line really did lead the way, actually, in shot attempts at 5-5. They played really strong. Blake Coleman had a couple goals as well. So I'm really looking at that second line tonight.
Yeah, man, I'm just thinking, if this game ends up being 1-0, sportsbooks everywhere are going to be rejoicing. Of course, none of us will be up to see the final result anyways. That game starts at 10:30.
It's 11:30 on my end. I'm all the way out east, so it's been tough.
Where are you joining us from?
I'm outside Halifax area. I was in Toronto for the past few years, but I moved back out east, so I'm in the Halifax area. If you're looking for unders, I think you go to the Carolina Rangers game, but who wants to bet any unders?
No one. Actually, the funny thing there is the total's actually gone over in seven of the last eight games for the Rangers and eight of the last 11 for Carolina. I was shocked when I saw that. The over-under is 5.5 goals. My favorite bet there is the Zibanejad over 2.5 shots at minus 126, mostly because Rangers are a little more desperate, so, you know, they might just start throwing more pucks at Antti Rantanen.
Yeah, I like that call as well. You know, you really start to see Mika Zibanejad kind of flip the switch. I mean, there's a highlight moment in that series in round one against the Penguins when they were in Pittsburgh and he wanted to look at the tablet and Chris Kreider, his line mate, just took the tablet out of his hands and chucked it behind him. Like, come on, get back to basics, forget the tablet, let's go here. And then Zibanejad went on to get that hat trick. They extended the game 7. Kreider had a big goal and they were rolling. So yeah, I look for the big guns as well to kind of bounce back. You know, I think you're on the right page with McDavid to hit the score sheet and maybe Kane, Evander Kane, has a bit of a bounce back performance. He was in the top 3 or 4 in shot attempts and shots in the series, led the series against the Kings in goals. I expect him to give a little bit more offensive firepower. I'm sure the guys got under his skin in game one, but over to that Rangers side, you look for the big players. You know, that's kind of been the trend here in the postseason. After that loss, a bounce back performance, and from some of those big players that were quiet, kind of with that next game really brought it. So I think Zibanejad's a good one. Andrew Kopp's been a point-per-game player since he was traded over from Winnipeg to New York, playing with Artemi Panarin. He's been plus money throughout the playoffs for a point as well. Hitting the score sheet playing with Panarin is sometimes you just fall into points when you play with the bread man.
Oh, God, yeah. By the way, shout out to Evander Kane for this quote. If we don't give up 9 goals tonight, I really like our chances. Evander, that's the analysis I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's not a hot take or anything. Yeah, he's, you know, at least they're playing loose. I'm sure, you know, you're going to see the guys tighten up defensively, but I worry about the personnel that they have. I just think that this Flames team is really, really strong.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Absolutely are. Last question for you. And it's not really about betting more, but just big picture is the Tampa Bay Lightning and what the difference of 10 days makes. They're down 3-2 to the Maple Leafs. They were 22-1 to win the Stanley Cup. Now they've got the second best odds with Carolina at plus 450. And it seems like it doesn't matter who goes out, who gets injured. In the end, Hedman plays 28 minutes. Vasilevskiy stops almost everything. Kucherov does two really cool things. And you look up and the Lightning have won again.
Isn't it unbelievable? It's crazy to me. They played so much hockey over the past couple of seasons. The off seasons were different, shorter than normal with the bubble and the Stanley Cup playoffs going a little bit later. So back-to-back off seasons that were extremely short. And yesterday, just watching them, It really was unbelievable. You see Eric Chernak leave for a little bit. You see Steven Stamkos look like, I thought he broke his hand. He leaves, he comes back. Brendan Hagel leaves for a bit. They still find a way to go into Florida, a team that had the best record on home ice all year, to beat them twice. I think the difference is special teams. It was last year when these two teams played. Bobrovsky a little bit was kind of the issue in Florida. You saw a bit of Spencer Knight. He's been great. It's not on him that they're down 2-0. Nope. The Florida Panthers are 0-for-25 on the power play. They had a top five power play in the league. It's crazy. And Tampa has 4 goals here in the playoffs, in this round rather, in 11 total in 9 games. They are doing it again when really I think a lot of people count them out. Oh, you know, repeat is one thing, but to do it 3 in a row, and maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but they stole home ice advantage. They're going to go back home in a building where they won a lot of playoff games, and I think they're flirting with 60 games now where they don't have back-to-back losses. They seem to bounce back every single time. Yeah, they're going to be a tough out again. I'm not counting out the Panthers, but that power play, they're kind of getting in their own way with special teams, taking penalties against the Bolts and then not getting it done on the power play. I noticed a couple mix-ups, a couple switches that they had in game two that just didn't seem to work. When they acquired Claude Giroux, they went 5 forwards. Aaron Ekblad wasn't with them when they had Giroux, and then that, I think maybe in round one, you give them a pass. Okay, it's kind of new. You get Ekblad sprinkled in, and then they got away from Ekblad and went to Claire with the 5 forwards. I think this need to get back to basics. Easy for me to say, but I see a lot of passing. I think they maybe just got to get that dirty, greasy goal, put more pucks on net.
I can't believe the Lightning are going to go back to the Cup Finals. It just feels that way. Chris, really appreciate. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, and good luck staying up for that Calgary-Edmonton game.
Yes, you as well. Thanks a lot, and appreciate it.